Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
On the line, I've got a footballing legend, no less.
Have you?
No less than Francis Benali, MBE. Good afternoon, Francis.
Good afternoon, Kelvin. How's it all going?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Now, you're just to give you a bit of background, you're a bit of a legend with the Saints, aren't you?
Well, it's been a long time since my playing days, but yeah, throughout my career, I played nearly 400 appearances for Southampton, and a bit disappointed that my goal scoring record wasn't quite up to the number of appearances I made. I only managed to score one goal in that time.
But,
yeah, I had a 20-year association as a player with the club, so yeah, long time.
Well, I mean, you may not have scored many goals, you probably stopped a lot going in by getting in the way.
Hopefully, yeah, I tended to get in the way once or twice, which hopefully helped the team out over the years, but yeah, I left the creative side of the game, shall we say, to the more talented players, I think.
Oh, you're too modest.
It's probably the younger ones too, isn't it?
Yeah.
If, you know, especially as you start getting on a little bit into your, in football terms, your senior years, you know, having the young legs in the team always helps to have that balance of youth and experience, for sure.
But it does, yes. But you set up an agency. Have you not a football management agency?
I did a little while back with my close friend and teammate Matt Atizier. We did have a company that was representing some players, but we decided to move away from that.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
Yeah, it was something that wasn't quite the industry that we'd expected it, although we went into it with open eyes, but we're no longer doing that now.
Oh, dear.
So now you're doing a lot of charity work.
Yeah, I mean, in recent years I set out to raise £1 million for Cancer Research UK.
All right.
Back in sort of about eight years ago now, I would say. But, you know, I guess that connection with the community and good causes and charities has always been there, really. You know, I come from a background that, you know, I had an upbringing that sort of, I guess, taught me to sort of support and help others that are less fortunate than ourselves. And that was just reinforced through my journey in the football club. And, you know, as club captain for many years, I was very active with the players to get out into the community and support great causes. So
did you reach your £1 million target?
Yeah, we did get there. It was a bit harder than I expected, to be honest. It was, you know, we went through it on my last challenge, which was in 2019. We broke through the target that I'd always wanted to achieve from day one.
Brilliant.
It was a big achievement by, you know, a huge amount of effort from a lot of people over the years. And, the challenges themselves sort of pretty much broke me on each of them in one way or another. But, certainly I was expecting that in some ways, you know, knowing that, you know, they were pretty extreme events that we took on.
What sort of events was it?
Well, the first one was a running-only challenge where I ran to every Premier League football stadium back in 2014.
All right.
But to make it a bigger challenge for me, I was running between 40 and 50 miles a day, every single day for 3 weeks.
I bet you regretted that afterwards.
I regretted it very quickly during the challenge. as in, on day one, the enormity of the challenge really hit me then. You know, I'd obviously been training for months, but, yeah, it was a real shock at the end of day one, realising that I had another 20 days to go and an awful lot of miles to cover still. But
you did it.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, and
well done.
It took another two challenges to get us to that million pound target.
Okay.
Now, you are going to be on our lovely island on June the 25th, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah, a week Saturday. I'm absolutely really so excited about this. It's, you know, I've been to the island as a Southampton man, you know, as man and boy. I've been over to the island on numerous occasions over the years and always love a visit over to the island. But this is the first time that I'm going to be coming to the island for a very up-close and personal event where it's going to be an evening with myself. My daughter, Kenzie, is going to be the host for the evening, so I'm sure she's going to weave a few tricky questions in there for me that might not be able to get out for me, but an opportunity to... Sorry.
No, can I say, it's at the Medina Theatre. Have you ever been to the Medina Theatre?
I've not been, no.
All right.
No, but it's
rather open plan.
It's a gym, I think.
Yeah, it's rather open plan, so you will be right in front of the audience. I mean, they will literally be right in front of you, very, very close. There's no... The stage is below the audience.
I like the idea of that, you know, just to have a real close and intimate sort of evening.
Well, it'll definitely be close,
to take questions from the audience as well. It's, the first time I've done something like this on the island.
Oh, right.
So that's at the Medina Theatre on June the 25th, and you can get tickets from medinatheatre.co.uk or on 823 884. And so you're going to be talking about some of the stuff we spoke about this afternoon then, Francis?
Yeah, I'll be covering everything. I mean, nothing's going to be off limits on the night. I'm happy to try and take all kinds of questions. It'll cover my upbringing, my career, the enduring challenges I've done in recent years, and the fundraising that we've taken on as well. I'm really, really excited about this. I really can't wait, and hope people will maybe, depending on what the weather's doing next day. I mean, we've got some gorgeous weather at the moment, haven't we? But
maybe
come a week Saturday. People might want to maybe come along to something that will be pretty unique and special for the island.
Are you fundraising whilst you're there?
Yeah, we're going to do some fundraising actually for the Wessex Cancer Trust, the Isle of Wight. And, we're going to have some memorabilia and things that we're going to, raise some funds for.
Oh, excellent.
So there'll be an opportunity for people to support that as well, which would be great.
Well, we'll just go through it again. June the 25th, that's Saturday week, 6:15 at the Medina Theatre. You can get the medinatheatre.co.uk or 823 884, and it's a up and personal and up close evening with the footballing legend Francis Bernardi MB. So if you're a Saints fan, or even if you're just a general football fan, or even an Eastleigh fan.
Yes.
you don't even have to be a football fan. It's going to be a fascinating night, I promise you.
Yeah, sure it will.
It'll be a brilliant evening. So I encourage people to get a ticket, come along, and we'll have a brilliant night.
Good.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being there for us, and thank you very much for all the fundraising activities you do.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's
well
very
done.
Well appreciated, I'm sure, by all the charities. But we'll see you again soon. Thanks so much,
Take care, guys.
Bye now.
All the best. Thank you. Bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.